morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 31st. And today is New Year's Eve. Families and friends gather to share joy, toast to the coming year, and reflect on gratitude, setting hopeful intentions as the clock nears midnight. Be safe, be thoughtful, and have a great New Year's. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking like 1 foot with clean conditions and a south-southwest round swell. Winds are offshore at 6 miles per hour, picking up slightly through the morning. Expect the swell to shift more west as the day goes on, with winds staying offshore around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 2 p.m., with a minus 1 foot low tide, when the west swell is 0.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first low tide on Wednesday will be minus 1 foot just before 1:30 p.m., followed by a 3.5 foot high tide at 8. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday brings fair conditions with waves at 2 to 3 feet, but choppy conditions develop as winds increase through the day. Friday sees a drop to 1 to 2 feet with clean conditions early, but remains rideable throughout the day. Saturday improves with consistent clean conditions, building to 3-plus feet by evening, offering the best surf of the period. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 64 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today, mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 68, and an eastern breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour, so keep that umbrella handy. Tonight, expect more rain showers, with a low around 59, and a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, so stay dry out there. Looking ahead in the weather, New Year's Day will be rainy and mostly cloudy with a high near 65, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour and gusts to 20, with 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. A period of lesser rain and numerous chances for showers continues Thursday night through Sunday, with highs falling from near 63 Friday to around 61 on Sunday, and lows ranging from about 58 Thursday night to the low 50s Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, several tech billionaires, including Google co-founder Larry Page and investor Peter Thiel, are threatening to leave California if voters approve a proposed wealth tax that would impose a one-time 5% tax on assets worth over $1 billion. Governor Gavin Newsom opposes the measure, urging against panic while recognizing the tensions surrounding wealth inequality. If the proposal qualifies for the November 26 ballot and passes, it would apply retroactively to California residents as of January 1, 2026. Supporters argue that the tax revenue would help offset federal funding cuts for healthcare, but critics warn it could drive innovation away from Silicon Valley. Now on to sports. Michigan and Texas will face off in the Citrus Bowl, marking only the third meeting of these storied football programs. Ranked 14th, Texas enters with a record of 9-3, while number 18 Michigan also stands at 9-3. Kickoff is set for 3 Eastern on ABC. Texas is favored by 7 points. This game serves as a vital statement for Texas, which felt overlooked for the college football playoff. For Michigan, interim coach Biff Poggi navigates a tumultuous situation following recent coaching changes. The key matchup features Texas quarterback Arch Manning, who excelled late in the season against Michigan's defense despite the absence of 2 top defenders. And then at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, the Cotton Bowl, which has become increasingly significant for Ohio State during 3 consecutive trips to the game. This time, the second-seeded Buckeyes, with a record of 12 wins and 1 loss, are defending national champions as they prepare to face college football playoff first-timer Miami with an 11-2 record in a quarterfinal game tonight. Ohio State last played on December 6, losing 13-10 to number 1 Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. In local sports, DJ Snelton is a left-handed reliever who last played in the major leagues nearly a decade ago, and the San Diego Padres signed him to a minor league contract after he impressed scouts in the Mexican League. This low-risk agreement allows the Friars to evaluate Snelton, who has faced arm injuries throughout his career, including Tommy John surgery in 2021. With an invitation to spring training, Snelton's unique delivery and ability to throw in the high 90s could earn him a spot on the Padres' opening day roster if he performs well. This could be a remarkable comeback story for San Diego fans to watch. In top news, Florida is building a highway that can wirelessly charge electric vehicles. After researchers in Indiana demonstrated earlier this month that wireless highway electric vehicle charging works, Florida confirms it will break ground on another highway test in 2026. This project involves a 3/4-mile portion of the larger 4.4-mile state road. The Central Florida Expressway Authority is constructing this in 3 segments, with the first segment featuring wireless charging technology. The highway will open to the public in 2029, but the system will only work on specially equipped vehicles for initial testing. In business news, one of Disney World's largest United States theme park rivals is facing a significant challenge, a class action lawsuit alleging securities fraud. Six Flags Entertainment Corporation is now the target of multiple lawsuits related to its merger disclosures and stock losses, according to Robbins Jeller Redman and Dowd LLP. Shareholders accuse Six Flags of making misleading statements regarding its financial risks before the merger with Cedar Fair in July 2024. Following the merger, Six Flags' stock price dropped significantly, leading to increased investor scrutiny. The upcoming deadline for shareholders to file lead plaintiff motions is January 5, 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 1% to $3,000. And XRP is up 0.5% to $1.87. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The polar bears of the Arctic are evolving in real time. A genetic analysis of polar bears in southeastern Greenland found that genes related to heat stress, aging, and metabolism are behaving differently compared to polar bears in more northern regions. Polar bears are particularly vulnerable to climate change, as they rely on sea ice to hunt seals. A new study analyzed a small subpopulation of polar bears in southeastern Greenland and found small genetic changes, likely in response to environmental stressors. This DNA blueprint could help scientists save polar bear populations in other parts of the world. Researchers suggest these specific bears provide a genetic blueprint for how polar bears might quickly adapt to climate change. Entertainment news. Chris Hemsworth's Thor is back in a new teaser for Avengers Doomsday, which features the return of the Thunder God's adopted daughter, Love, played by India Rose Hemsworth, the actor's real-life child. In the teaser, Thor offers a heartfelt prayer, saying, "Father, all my life I have answered every call, to honor, duty, to war." He continues, "But now fate has given me something I never sought. A child, a life untouched by the storm." This teaser is part of multiple teasers screening before Disney's Avatar, Fire and Ash. Avengers Doomsday is set to hit theaters on December 18th, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.